You're listening to the Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo.
Welcome, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Loyalty Minute. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm eager to chat with the Director of Loyalty Programs at Boingo, Jeff Mabe. Now, in the past, I usually go on to explain a little bit of details about the guests, but this time I'm going to let Jeff tell you his story. So welcome to the show, Jeff. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Rob. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. So for those listeners out there who don't know who you are or who Boingo is, perhaps you could share a bit of story and background on both.
Yeah. So again, Jeff Mabe. Pleasure to be here. I'm the Director of Loyalty Programs at Boingo Wireless. So a little bit about Boingo. I think at its base, we're a global connectivity provider. So, you know, that's great. What does that mean? We're all consumers. Being connected, staying connected. A lot of people say we need to stay connected. I don't know if need is exactly the word, but certainly want to stay connected on a 24/7. Standpoint. So from the way to do that is, you know, through Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi access on a global basis is growing exponentially. You can go online, you can find out, you can see all types of different research that talks about how important the need is for staying connected. You know, people might choose airlines based on what type of in-flight product is offered. Some might choose hotels to make sure that Wi-Fi is included. We look at our mobile devices almost as important as things like toothbrushes and deodorant and other forms of identification, which is, I think, in some cases, sad to say, but that's the realization of what's going on in the world. We've created a product here at Boingo called Comes with Boingo, which really resonates with that ability to stay connected with our customers. We provide a solution and offering that provides, and helps implement fast premium access to Wi-Fi around the world, whether it's via, you know, millions of terrestrial Wi-Fi hotspots at locations like cafes or hotels or airports, as an example, or even in flight, right? The Comes with Boingo product is tailored to be as part of a perks and loyalty program. Mm-hmm. So customers can, you know, again, they can stay connected, and they can do it through the use of a loyalty or perk through our customers, such as American Express, MasterCard, Visa. We provide those solutions to those cards and card members so they can take advantage of staying connected. So simplistically, my role is to continue to build the Comes with Boingo product, both from a go-to-market perspective, but for the ability to continue to offer solutions and connectivity. If you want to stay connected when you're working remotely, you want to stream TV when you're on, you know, when you're on the hotel, you want to stay connected while you're on the airplane. That's the role of myself and what we're doing with Comes with Boingo.
So as a follow-up to that, when you mentioned loyalty, how does it tie into a company's loyalty program? So what would something like that look like?
So what we tend to do is loyalty is we're all a victim of our behaviors, and we tend to, as consumers, we tend to look for offerings that provide things that we want, right? So if you agree the premise or understand the premise of connectivity is important for all of us to stay connected in our daily lives, whether it's at home, whether it's at the office, whether it's out in the community, whether it's getting on airplanes or traveling around the world or traveling around wherever you happen to go, connectivity is important. So companies look at us as being able to provide a solution as part of a perks program that allows that to happen. And because of the importance, because of the need, as I said earlier, for people to do that, companies look at Boingo as providing that ability to provide their customers, their card members, in the case of Amex, Visa, or MasterCard, to say, yep, we have this product. You can stay connected. You can do it very easily and seamlessly.
So if I have my American Express card, how do I connect to get that perk from Boingo?
Well, I mean, we can go into the weeds of it a little bit, but you have the ability through the point to the benefits program, you're made aware that you have the ability to stay connected through the marketing that the corporation, the companies do. Gotcha. Directly to the consumer. We don't tend to necessarily face with the card member You know, right. We're more of a B2B to C per se than a B2B. Yes, we provide a solution to the B part, but we don't necessarily have a direct contact or what have you with the card member. So we rely right. on our partners yeah. to get that out, get the word out.
Okay, so you're saying that I should be reading these emails that American Express is sending me on a regular basis?
You know, it's funny. It's when I started doing this loyalty thing within this mobility ecosystem, I realized that I was a perfect example on how not to do things. I've got a couple of credit cards that, to be honest, I don't know what in the heck benefits I have behind mm-hmm. them, right? So once I started kind of doing this, I made it a point to go back and find out exactly what I have, right? Because if I'm going to walk the walk, I gotta do the same thing. So yes, you as a consumer need to make sure that you're reading the fine print, because there's probably some really cool stuff that you don't know you have.
Yeah, I found out the other day I have 164 some odd thousand points in American Express, and I'm thinking, all right, what can I use them for?
There you
and
go.
They have different tier values, right? So now,
right.
when you think about loyalty, I'm loyal to American Express for a specific reason. So this is going back maybe 20 years. I've had a card for 37 years. I'm yeah. dating myself. But so I think it was about 20 some odd years ago, had a swimming pool, put it in, and the guy the following year was going to clean the pool. He was going to open the pool and get it swimmable. Mm-hmm. So I paid him, it was like $1,100, which I thought was a lot. But anyway, be that as it may, it turns out the pool wasn't clean. I mean, it was just a mess. And I wasn't even living home at the time. I was living abroad. But the point is that I called American Express and said, listen, I'm not paying this guy $1,100. I give him about $300, which is what he did. He put the pool, I mean, he put the slide in and he put the diving board in and the steps and he took the cover off, but it was still pea green. And I said, there's no way I'm going to pay him. Anyway, he had a fight with the American Express. American Express actually took my side, paid the bill for me because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. they didn't want to lose him as a merchant, but they didn't want to lose me as a customer. And they sent me flowers. I'm thinking, this is going above and beyond. To me, that's why I'm loyal to a brand.
Right? Guess what? You just defined a pretty good example of what loyalty kind of means, right? Is we want to create products and we want to deal with companies where we become fans and ambassadors of the product, right? Now, yeah. because of the example that you just gave, pretty much American Express might have to do something pretty nasty to you to get you to leave them as a partner. Yeah. And by the way, you just told me the story. So I may go, look at that American Express example. Maybe I am an American Express card member, but maybe I need to relook at my, you know, what I do from a credit card perspective because of what Rob Gallo, you know, experienced. So yeah. these are things from a loyalty perspective, and certainly with comes with Boingo, that's what we're trying to do with our partners is create a solution where not only are people getting, you know, you want to get what you say you're going to get, but also they become, you know, fans and ambassadors to pick up the phone and call us and say, hey, we just did this and we'd love to be a part of your program.
Yeah. So that dovetails into the next question, Jeff. And that is, as Jeff Mabe, what does loyalty mean to you? Not just at a, you know, answering the question of a definition, but meaning something that's happened to you that you could relate to, a sort of a story that you could share with our listeners.
Yeah. So the loyalty means to me, again, it goes back to that fans and ambassadors, right? I think that's, again, you kind of did my work for me. It's a perfect example of that. I think that you as a consumer, as those of us who are marketers who are trying to create products, you want to make it consistent. You want to make sure it does what it says it's going to do, and you want to leave a long-term impact. The long-term impact means that you keep coming back, right, and keep doing mm-hmm. the same things. You know, we live very much in an experience generation. You just gave, again, a perfect example of you had a great experience. You had that wow experience that's going to keep you as a customer of Amex. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking to do, right? You know, for me as a consumer, there are certain, you know, Costco is a perfect example to me of an organization that has done a phenomenal job at basically filling a warehouse of stuff but making it almost kind of a place to go. And I'll use myself as an example. You know, when I take my kids to swim or to horseback riding lessons and I got an hour and a half to kill, it may not make sense for me to go all the way back home when I have to turn around and go walk back. What do I do? Honestly, I've been going to Costco. I don't necessarily have something that I need, but I walk in there and I actually read an article a couple of years ago that was very interesting to me is the average customer that goes into Costco spends $100. Right. Now that's probably a little dated number. Maybe it's even more. But I started thinking about that and I started looking at my own behavior. You know, I'll go to Costco and I'll say I'm gonna buy eye solution or toilet paper or whatever. I walk out of there with a jacket or a pair of shorts or something. I'm the perfect example. Why? It's consistent. It meets my expectations every time I'm in there. It's a little bit of a treasure hunt because they kind of move things around all the time. So that's kind of a fun experience. And also I walk out of there, meaning in one side saying, did I really need that jacket? But I feel really good about my purchase. And I live in San Diego, so it's not like I need another jacket, right? But nonetheless, I'm walking out with another jacket. So I think that those are the examples. You know, I live in California and I'm a big burger guy. I have the ability to go to In-N-Out, right? For those of you listening that are not in areas where In-N-Out is, you may think of Five Guys or something else, but at In-N-Out, I can eat in San Diego. I can eat in Phoenix. I can eat in Northern California. It's the same thing. It's consistent. It's good. And it's a bang for my buck. Perfect examples of loyalty for me as a consumer.
Right. Now, those types of things, do you have perks for Costco? Do you get any points back for any other things or for In-N-Out Burger? Do you participate in any of those things that are hooks, so to say?
You know, it's interesting. I'm not aware of something in In-N-Out. If there's In-N-Out people listening, might be a good thing for them to do. At Costco, yeah, we have the credit card that provides, you know, cash back at the end of the year, certain perks, et cetera. So we do use that. But to be honest, it wasn't the loyalty program that necessarily drove me to Costco. It was the product and the offering that drove me to Costco. And then I became part of the loyalty, right? So I don't know if it was chicken or the egg that gets there, but it keeps me going back, not so much per se because of the loyalty, but because of the offering and what it gives to me as a consumer.
Well, then let's look at frequent flyer miles as an example.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm sure you travel a lot in the business world. When you travel, do you consciously think, now maybe this is on a personal level on travel because business is maybe the business is paying for it, but when you travel personally, do you have an airline of choice and do you think about miles at all?
Yeah, I do. You know, and part of my background, I spent 12 years at American Airlines and sales and marketing positions kind of all over the nation. And, you know, I think I'm a platinum member with American today. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I know the product, because I was around the product and I sold the product for a long time. But I will tell you that what I see today or what I used to see as an American Airlines employee, in selling against other airlines. For example, when I was in Portland, Oregon, at the time, United Airlines had a much bigger presence in that market. And not to get too much in the details, but, you know, we always looked at how much share of the business from a business traveler perspective that we would get in certain markets. And Dallas was one of those markets. Dallas is the headquarters for American, right? Mm-hmm. But we routinely, from a share perspective, didn't carry as much business in the Portland to Dallas market. Why? Because people were connecting through Denver on United because they could get the miles, mm-hmm. right? So if the price is relative, and I think in our, it's an individual decision on what, I'm willing to pay this much more for a connection versus a nonstop, as an example, but once it goes above, I'm going to take the nonstop just for whatever reason. But if all things are relatively equal, you know, I think the airline loyalty programs that, you know, American created years back with the Advantage program, that's been if I was in college today and I was writing a paper on loyalty, that's probably where I would want to start.
Yeah. I think points is sort of like the gamification of loyalty. So gamifying things is, you know, Facebook did a great job of it when it first came out with the infinite scroll. I think they were the first ones to come out, and you could just scroll and scroll, and you're like, this page never ends. Now, I used to code back in the day, HTML, and I'd be like, that's hard to do. But now they have this whatever Bootstrap thing. But so creating that sort of engagement and locking people in. Now, with Boingo, you're on a B2B side, as you mentioned. So you don't really have connection to the end consumer. So when you think about loyalty, how does that come across to the difference between being, you know, a company being loyal to Boingo? So on a B2B side, how do you look at loyalty from a company perspective at Boingo?
Well, you know, I think that you're right from the perspective, as I said earlier, that we don't necessarily engage ourselves with the end customer. That said, we still are part of the brand. We still are part of the offering. So that end customer is going to know that we exist, that we're part of it. So when we do things well, we get the benefit through our partners and through the customers. Conversely, when we don't do things well, we're going to get the adverse of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for us to look at when we're offering a solution that we're not only, and I think this goes kind of in how loyalty programs work, in the sense that if you're going into a loyalty program and you're trying to create something that's a one size fits all, that's easy to manage, much easier to market. But I think it limits yourself. I think if you look at the way we do with our credit card partners, we deal with MasterCard or Visa, Amex at a corporate level, but we also have to be cognizant of what's going on in the regions, because what might work here in the U.S., you know, from an in-flight offering or a terrestrial Wi-Fi offering or whatever we're offering to the card member, may not work in the U.K. It may not work the same way in Vietnam, as an example. So the offering has to be consistent, but there also has to be some flexibilities mm-hmm. in what the offering is to ensure that the success broadly of the program is recognized, again, not only from the corporate who is making decisions on what benefits are part of their loyalty programs, as well as the regions and the end user of that product.
Yeah, spot on. Because the end users right now really dictate what brands they do business with based on the personalization I think that they get at that level of
seeing, absolutely,
you know, like you said, someone that's in Singapore is going to be thinking differently of Wi-Fi or wireless than someone else does. You know, I have unlimited data, and I'm sure a lot of people do, but for those that think about Wi-Fi and it's faster, your solution is that it's everywhere you go. I think I saw your website. You have a million hotspots.
Yeah, we have over a million. And by the way, Rob, you bring an interesting point. Is you know, if you take that idea of how you're crafting an offering even further, if you are a credit card company and you're launching a product or a card for an affluent, you know, people that are higher worth or, you know, net worth people, offering an in-flight offering or providing an in-flight offering probably resonates more because they're people that get on airplanes. Conversely, if you're offering a product that, you know, that when I got out of college years and years and years ago, I got credit card offerings. In-flight's probably not going to be targeted at me as a recent college graduate because I don't have any money to get on airplanes, right? Yeah. So you have to be able to balance between those two things. You go back to my airline days, when I was out in the field, we had to kind of balance between what came out of headquarters in Dallas, because if you're in Dallas and you've got thousands and thousands of destinations that you fly out of, you kind of operate your business like this. But if you're in Portland, Oregon, where you've got, you know, 40 air destinations, what works in Dallas might not work in Portland. So you have to kind of balance between the two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating stuff how things go. And like you said, I think with Wi-Fi as prevalent as it is now, and everyone not just needs it for their daily lives. You know, I do everything on Google Drive, right? So even if I'm out, I'm still connected no matter what. So to have that sort of connectivity is hugely important. Now, what about the difference between the types of customers that you guys would have? In the sense that, you know, you mentioned Visa, MasterCard, American Express, those are obviously the biggest three. Mm-hmm. From a competitive standpoint, Are they offering the same thing? So what's the differentiator for me as a customer of saying, well, I want to use Boingo, but I want to get the perk through Amex or Visa or MasterCard because I have all three?
So if I'm understanding the question correctly, because again, we tend to be more in that B2B2C environment. I mean, we do have a retail product, right? We've had a retail product where people can kind of purchase through, you know, through Boingo for access. But the comes with Boingo product, the one that you know that I'm responsible for today, and how we're kind of building the comes with Boingo product is it's that B2B2C approach. So I don't necessarily look at some type of competitive offering between a comes with Boingo and a retail perspective. It's just more about the channel approach versus, you know, a direct versus through a partner. From my perspective, it's much easy, probably is too easy of a word to say, but it's much easier for me to go to a company or work with a company who has a wealth of customers behind them versus me going out and having to one off and do a whole bunch of direct relationships with customers directly, right? So that's why we tended to focus our efforts on this comes with Boingo B2B2C approach.
But you do have a B2B product for end users who just want to have Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, we do.
And within that, I'm just curious, is there a loyalty program?
There's not necessarily a loyalty program specific to that. Obviously, there's some perks in terms of the offering. I think what we kind of bring to the table is a one to many, meaning that if somebody comes to us and wants access, it's not like, okay, if you're not entitled to a service or an offering, that means if I want access to this network, I got to go, you know, join up to access to this network. If I go over here, I want to be access to this network. If I want to be through an airline, I have to do it here, 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 and here. With us, you can come to us and get that access to many. So I think we simplify the access and we simplify the user journey because we make it consistent regardless on what the network is. Our goal, I think the goal with us that sits in mobility is we want to be able to provide a service that is as close to what we see if we're sitting at home or we're sitting in our office. You know, we just know it works. We don't have to do very much. We open up our browser, we open up our device, and we're just connected. That's the goal, right? The nature of Wi-Fi, the nature of mobility, it's not as simple as that because there's, you know, if you look at in-flight as an example, you've got carriers. American Airlines, as an example, has three different in-flight partners. So, you know, you could be on a flight between San Diego and Miami, but you're connecting in Dallas. You could get on the airplane from San Diego to Dallas and you happen to be on a plane, you know, that's GoGo enabled. Right? So there is a user journey. Then you connect in Dallas and that's a flight that's Viasat and that's a user journey. From a customer perspective, I don't really think I care if it's GoGo, Viasat, Panasonic. I just want to be able to say, okay, this is how I connect and I'm on and I do, and I'm able to do my work. That's what we do as Boingo.
Right. Makes sense. All right. Well, just a couple other questions before we wrap up. So what I wanted to ask is what sort of actionable advice could you share with our listeners that they can implement today that you believe would help them attract and retain more customers?
Keep it simple, stupid. You know, the KISS thing. I mean, I don't know when I learned that, but it stayed with me for years and years. I think as marketers, a lot of times we try to create the perfect product. And what we do is, yeah, maybe we do, but we make it very difficult for the end user to understand what the heck it actually means. Right. So if you're keeping it simple, if you make it easy to use, make it easy to win. I think that that's what builds loyalty. That's what builds brand awareness. And that's what keeps people coming back. You know, you kind of mentioned it before. Connectivity is expected everywhere we go. You know, leisure, business, you just want to be connected. You don't want to have to work to find it. You don't want to have to work to stay connected. you want to find restaurants, you want to work remotely, you want to stream, you whatever you want to do, you just want to be able to do it. With the way that we've crafted the Boingo product, the way that I look at it from a consumer perspective that I am, I just want to make it, I want to keep it simple.
Great stuff. So if listeners want to get a hold of you for more information, what's the best way they could do that?
You can all the information you could ever want is at boingo.com. All of us, we've got our social channels at Boingo. That's the best way to find out. My information is listed in there as well as a whole bunch of other folks that talk about the different product sets that we have outside of Comes With Boingo, whether it's our multifamily offering, we build Wi-Fi for military installations around the world. So there's a lot of things that Boingo does, but at its core, it's about connectivity. So that's where you can find out that information.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for being on the show. I also want to thank the loyal listeners for investing some of their valuable time with us. If you feel you received value from the show, we would definitely appreciate a 5-star review on your favorite podcast streaming service. If you think you know someone else who might enjoy listening to this podcast, please do share. To reference this and other Loyalty Minute episodes, please visit theloyaltyminute.com. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of the Loyalty Minute.